I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.
It's 7 o'clock on Utah's Morning News. Good morning, I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. KSL's top story on the 7 o'clock report.
A candlelight vigil for Gabby Petito was held in Salt Lake City last night.
I am trying to shine light for all the women out there who are missing or have been gone for months or even years.
KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt was there in Sugar House Park, and he begins our team coverage.
The disappearance and murder of Gabby Petito has struck a chord with the country, including right here in Utah.
I just felt touched, and I felt like I needed to do something and get the community together.
26-year-old Serena Chavez organized this vigil at Sugar House Park by creating an event on Facebook, and she got a big response. For Chavez, this is about celebrating Gabby's life and raising awareness about other missing women.
Having a moment of silence for Gabby and a lot of other people, a lot of other women who are missing or in her parents' shoes.
She says she wants women to know it's okay to ask for help and to leave toxic relationships. Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
If you or someone you know are experiencing domestic abuse, help is available on the Utah Domestic Violence Link Line. The number is 1-800-897-5465.
The Petito case continues to dominate national headlines, and one mother is connecting this to her daughter's murder. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards continues our live team coverage. Mary?
Tim, experts and others are all weighing in for different media channels and websites for their ideas for this case. A forensic pathologist, for example, told Fox News that officials might not release the cause of Gabby Petito's death because it could hurt their investigation. A missing persons expert told CNN he's not sure if Brian Laundrie's Florida timeline adds up and whether he's even in that nature reserve at all. And Jill McCluskey tweeted last night her criticism of police not believing women, she says in that tweet. Her daughter, Lauren McCluskey, was murdered at the University of Utah in 2018. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
The search for Brian Laundrie continues today in that nature preserve in Florida. Former FBI profiler Mary Ellen O'Toole says Laundrie cannot hide forever if he's out there in the woods.
If he is still alive, eventually he will have to seek some kind of help, whether he goes back to his family, whether he goes to a cabin that's located in the area.
Laundrie remains the only person of interest in the Gabby Petito homicide case.
A new treatment center for COVID-19 patients using monoclonal antibodies could help a lot of Utahns stay out of the hospital. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly is live with the details. Heather.
Tim, the therapy uses laboratory-created clones of virus-fighting antibodies to fight COVID. The new center at the Intermountain Healthcare Employee Services Center can treat 50 people a day. Utah State Senate President Stuart Adams tells KSL TV they've been trying to make this treatment more available.
We saw the fact that the hospitals could do the infusions, but they didn't know who actually qualified for the treatments. And they talked to the health departments, and they were doing contact tracing, and they knew who qualified, but they couldn't do the infusions. So we married the two together.
The monoclonal antibodies have been used since November of 2020 in Utah to reduce hospitalization stays. But doctors are concerned about promoting a very expensive treatment over a free vaccine, which could keep you from even needing to go to the hospital. Live, Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
KSL's top national stories this hour, major developments on the COVID-19 vaccine front. As the FDA announced last night, they will grant emergency authorization for booster shots to high-risk individuals.
But who does that include, and when will the boosters be available? We get more now from correspondent Jeff McKay.
The FDA says people 65 and older, people at high risk of severe disease, and frontline workers whose job puts them at risk for infection will be able to get the Pfizer booster shot. Last week, government vaccine advisors unanimously recommended emergency use authorization for a booster dose of the Pfizer vaccine for people 65 and older and for those at risk of severe disease to be 6 months after they get the first two doses. Third doses are already approved for certain immunocompromised people, but not for the general public. Moderna has asked the FDA to approve booster shots for its vaccine, but the FDA so far has only considered Pfizer's bid. I'm Jeff McKay in Washington.
The Department of Homeland Security is looking at new options as they continue to struggle with a surge of mostly Haitian immigrants along the Texas border.
ABC News has learned Border Patrol agents warned the administration months ago that Del Rio could be overwhelmed. The White House is now reportedly searching for a private contractor to operate a migrant detention facility at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. But overnight, the Department of Homeland Security pushing back on that report, tweeting the agency will not send Haitian nationals to Guantanamo Bay. Criticism is also mounting after agents were seen on horseback appearing to use reins as whips against migrants. Those agents have now been placed on administrative duty pending an investigation.
ABC's Phil Lipoff reporting.
It's the story of an American held in a dark Venezuelan prison.
Then all of a sudden they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
I'm Becky Bruce. I spent a year working on Hope in Darkness, which now has more than 2 million downloads. Find it on KSLPodcast.com or wherever you listen to podcasts.